Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Peter Drummy from the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's always my pleasure.
Well, here it is, Memorial Day, and this is something that it wasn't always called Memorial Day. It started, I believe, as Decoration Day, and it evolved into this. How so?
Well, they used both of these names really pretty much right from the start, but certainly at the beginning, soon after the Civil War, the main purpose was to decorate graves with the flowers. And so the May 30th, the date of Memorial Day until we changed to three-day weekend holidays, May 30th thus isn't associated with any event. It's a lot of people think it's when the most flowers would be in bloom in most parts of the United States. So the Decoration Day was used interchangeably with Memorial Day right from the start, but then as a formal holiday, it became Memorial Day, first in the state in 1881, and not as a federal holiday until the 1970s.
And did this really start in a couple different areas as a way to mark the graves of those that served in the Civil War here?
Oh, yes, it was very much to mark the graves of Civil War soldiers. And the first big event was right after the war in 1868, when the Union Veterans Organization, the Grand Army of the Republic, encouraged people to do this on a specific day, May 30th. And May 30th, 1868, was sort of the launch of this formal parade, speeches, but especially the decoration of graves and monuments later on, because many of the people, their bodies were not returned home. So at the Civil War monument in Marshfield, in the Marshfield Hills Cemetery, is to the Civil War dead, but many of the remains were not brought back to Marshfield.
That's really sad. I didn't know that. But what I have noticed is looking at the small towns here, and I also spend a lot of time in New Hampshire in some very small towns, what always surprises me are the number of people from these small New England towns, percentage-wise, that lost their lives in the Civil War.
Oh, the Civil War has enormous casualties, hundreds of thousands of dead. But in a town like Marshfield, with a population of less than 2,000 at the time of the Civil War, more than 20 dead is a terrible blow. And the other thing is, not everybody, but many soldiers from the same town serve together. So if they were involved in a terrible, terrible battle, there would be both dead and wounded and survivors who all had shared an experience, which I also think made this very powerful at a local level. And that's true across everywhere in the North, but across the South Shore, you see that in almost every town, whether it's a large town like Hingham or a small town like Marshfield.
Wow, it's something to remember and reflect on this day for those who went before this and just gave so much so we could have what we have today.
And it honors all military dead now. This changed in the course of the 20th century, but was specifically started for Civil War dead, but now we're honoring all soldiers, men and women, who fell in all wars in Massachusetts, in American history, here in Massachusetts.
So important to remember. And again, that's Peter Drummy from the Massachusetts Historical Society. Thank you so much for joining us today on this Memorial Day.
Yeah, it's a bittersweet day, but it's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Absolutely, and you as well. Thank you so much.